Coming up on June 6th is the dedication of the new State Library Archives and Museum building. And that building has works by several artists. And one of those is Ketchikan's Yvonne Zerbets. And she's here today to tell us a bit about her piece and the new venture that you took on working with stained glass.
Right. It was a 4-year project, and it culminates this coming Monday when the building officially opens to the public.
And how did you get involved in this project?
You know, we have the wonderful 1% for Arts program in Alaska, and I usually check out the RFPs or RFQs that come through and just see if I might have something that would work. Initially, I was attracted to this one because it did have some indication that there were some wood panels to be treated, and I had thought of, you know, carving. And so I decided to put my name in. It was a long shot, and I made the short list and was called and told, but we have a twist. We actually want you to apply for the art glass portion. And then I competed with 5 artists for that slot. We then developed full proposals. I spent all 6 weeks developing a proposal. It's purely on speculation at that point. And I was selected.
I imagine it's a lot of work putting a proposal together, and then what if you're not chosen? But you were, but...
You know, and that's just part of the program. You know, there's a lot of occupations that work that way. Architects do the same thing, developing designs on spec. So I think it's a matter of picking something that's a good match for you already. I didn't foresee this coming, but the group that I worked with, they're a wonderful group, and they're visionaries in being able to see potential of shaking me up to work on something, you know, a new medium.
And normally you do print work. What would you say your normal?
I am a printmaker. I carve blocks, print them. You know, it's all hand done, old fashioned style. Over the past years, though, my interest has been in stretching my printmaking into new mediums and printing on wood and printing on spheres and large-scale mobiles. And so this was just another stretch. And this design did start with lino cuts. That's how I generated my imagery for the project.
And how was it working on with glass, which is something new to you? What was that adventure like?
It was fascinating. I went to Germany. That's where a lot of the large-scale architectural glass that you see when you're traveling. SeaTac, for example, has 2 large-scale glass projects down Concourse A, which were fabricated by the company that I used. Ultimately, I explored 3 glass studios, which are all located in Germany, that did specialize in the architectural glass. And I selected one because they were getting the project. And they also like the artist to be hands-on on it. And that really appealed to me to get to learn more about the medium. And so I spent a month in Germany working on every square inch of the glass, and got to know my team really well. So when I turned over the project to them when I left to finish the color portions and the hand-blown glass portions, they just all really got it.
And can you describe the piece that you completed? How large is it? Where is it located? And what does it look like?
It spans across an 80-foot wall. The actual glass itself is about 65 feet. And there's a glass portion. The top 6 feet is glass. And then there's a wood carved portion on the bottom. So it's 9 feet tall. The piece I call We Are Written in the Layers of the Earth. And for me, when I was thinking about the user of this building, the archives, the library, and the museums, they're all story collectors. They collect our whole state's stories. And so there's three main characters in my piece. And in the elements of water, air, and earth, they each appear in one of those elements. And the kayaker in the water portion has a big giant pencil and is leaving a trail of phosphorescence in the water. So that's one of the mark makers. Another mark maker is flying through the sky with a paintbrush and is leaving a circuitous 15-foot mark through the sky that's collected by a sandhill crane way down in another, about 15 feet away. And the third mark maker is wielding a giant pair of scissors and is cutting into the fabric of the earth, is what I perceive it as. It's sort of plant cells, a big sheet of plant cells that has a big cut waving through it. So the institutions all are collecting the stories. I have sort of oscillated between these characters, if they are the story makers or the story collectors. I think they might be both. And the imagery is full of creatures, which you might expect from me, birds and mammals and sea creatures. And it's not necessarily a complete catalog of Alaskan flora and fauna. I really selected the creatures to move my story ahead. So it's just fun.
And in the studio, you have pieces here, which obviously we can't see over the radio. Very bright colors, very your style, and beautiful brightness. Are these going to be available for purchase, or is that exclusive to that museum? So,
right, these are just photos of the piece at this point.
Okay. And what else are you working on at this time? Are you recovering from several projects or forging ahead?
I went from that project right into working on murals for Tatsudas, which was so exciting. It's been a super, super fun project. And talk about visionaries. Catherine Tatsuda is also a visionary in developing that for her store. And so I feel real fortunate to, I'm also taking my linocuts. The imagery for the murals, surprisingly, actually is starting from linocuts. I actually carve little sketches, and then those are blown up large in paint on aluminum.
Have you completed? I know I've been seeing new pieces come in periodically.
Yes.
Are there still more coming in?
Yes, I completed the high-profile ones for the grand opening last month, and then we still have two murals in the back to finish. They're rather small. And then I think three pieces need to sneak in onto some of the existing murals. So it's fun. As you shop, you will still keep seeing
new things
them pop up.
Now, you've worked on this glass project. Are you interested in pursuing glass, continuing with that, or maybe moving into testing other media?
I am so eager to work in glass another time. I'm just keeping my eyes open for a project that would be big enough to and suit art glass. One really cool thing about this project was that the building was built inside out, and the artists were brought in really early in the project. So they actually redesigned my wall for the glass. When they commissioned me, they weren't really quite sure where they were going to put it, and they just reviewed the building and rebuilt one of the walls. I mean, they just on paper. So they brought us in so early. It was really exciting.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
If you know of anyone in Juneau or you're going to be in Juneau, stop by on June 6th. The opening is 1-4. The whole building is really gorgeous and worth seeing. There's also a special preview on June 4th in the evening. That's a Friends of the Museum benefit. And that's going to give people an inside view to the back workrooms and the vault, which would be very exciting.
Okay. All right. Well, again, thank you so much and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yvonne Zerbitz, again, her piece is at the State Library Archives and Museum building. That grand opening is taking place on June 6th.